You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for MTV's Challenge. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest challenge gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for MTV's Challenge.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Yeah. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny, and that was Challenge, the Battle of the X's. Woo. Here on AfterBuzz TV. We just got finished watching the show. Woo! Really exciting challenge.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It's a juicy Rivals challenge. Was good, but I think this one's gonna.
Yeah, when I first heard about, you were the first one who told me about this idea, and I was so excited. I was like, "This awesome idea."
What, Battle of the X's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's go around the table. We have Miss Emily Harbert back for the challenge. Across from her, reality AfterBuzz TV star host Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
Next to her, we have Nicolette Gallner. With
Hi.
A beautiful hair style. She's giving it to us. And then on the coach, our favorite real worlder, we have Frank Sweeney.
Frankie.
So, Roxy, this is your
first. And I have one more for you guys.
Oh, we
you
do
can't
not-
forget about Steve, the
we
steamer.
Have, ladies and gentlemen, if you watched last season, it was basically me and the steamer. I mean, Emily kind of left us hanging a little bit.
I peaced out.
The steamer and I. Steamer, what's going on, bud?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Cannot wait to hear your opinion. Steamer knows his business when it comes to the challenge. So, Steamer, what did you think of the show?
I loved it. I thought it was a very good first episode.
A big step up from the Rivals, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And Roxy, now this is your first challenge ever. Thoughts?
My first challenge, not even just doing it at AfterBuzz, but viewing the show. Altogether. So my thoughts are this show is kick butt.
Yeah.
I'm really into it. I already have my favorite couples, my least favorite couples.
Oh.
I'm like ready to go.
I'm excited. And also during our special segment, we have Emily put together a little superlative
Fantasy League
challenge for
us.
It's
going to get pretty intense.
Yeah, so we'll get to that after the commercial break. But let's start with the challengers. We had Tyree and Jasmine. Obviously, from last season of the Rivals.
Yeah.
Jasmine's a crazy
Jasmine's
bitch.
Crazy.
You didn't see nothing.
Jasmine, like, you can always count on Jasmine to give you some good drama because she's a crazy little bitch.
But unnecessary. She takes a photo
exactly.
frame and just tosses
yeah.
it to the floor. I'm like, all right, I'm not
yeah.
getting your way, Jesus.
That's how they do it in Houston, as she says.
Yeah, a whole last season, like, she was punched a mirror.
Yeah, she likes breaking glass.
Yeah,
it's like
she
a
really
thing
does.
Of hers. She
just... Well, you know, that's not Jasmine that likes breaking glass. That's Rashida.
Oh, right, her.
Yeah,
she
has two personalities. Yeah. One is Jasmine,
Wait, who's
when she's
Rashida?
Sober. Jasmine is sober, her, and Rashida is the one who breaks glass and just screws everything up.
Rashida.
Oh, okay.
Rashida, yeah.
She
represents for Houston.
Well, we see a lot of Rashida in the challenge. I think we see more Rashida than we do Jasmine.
Which we love, and that's
yes.
why we
yes.
love her. Leroy and Naomi.
I liked the way they introduced it, how he was like, I would not be pissed off if she hooked up with anybody. Like, I don't really care. And she's like, I would kill a bitch if she touched him.
That's just like guys versus girls.
Yeah, though. So I don't know. I'm excited to see their dynamic there.
Yeah, I just think, you know, maybe Naomi needs to just calm it down a little bit because they're not in a relationship. So it's just kind of crazy.
That is so classic her.
Yeah.
It's funny because obviously we're big fans of Leroy here. We see him all the time. He's a great guy. And he is just such a chill kid.
Yeah.
He's just so chill yeah. about everything. Mm-hmm. And of course he'd be like, I just wanted to go out and have fun, do what she wants.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she comes back. He would hope she would say the same thing, want the same thing from him. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
If he touches another girl, if another girl touches him, mm-mm.
And she really would go off, though.
And we love crazy Naomi. That's why we love her. But
She had a little bit of a makeup issue going on.
Yeah, I kind of think
not a good look.
Yeah,
not a good look. I like her hair.
I like her like hair length. I like the long hair thing. Longer hair, straight
is this
hair.
Does this mean long hair?
Long hair.
Like this. This going long on over hair. Here.
Well, do you guys think that Leroy kind of does he luck out or does he kind of get screwed out of these challenges? Because we saw with the last one, he went in with Adam, and then they gave him Mike, who's a friend of his. And then in this situation, him and Naomi are really cool with each other. Out of all the exes, I think they're probably
the coolest.
The coolest. They're still friends today.
No,
I think it's Johnny and Camilla are the coolest. Yeah, but and you'll see because there's a in the series preview in the season preview, like Leroy's like massaging Mandy's shoulders. Like I think they have an ability to really clash because Leroy isn't going to be like, oh, because you're here, I'm not going to hook up with anybody.
He's just looking at fun.
He's going to freak out.
Let him do his thing.
Well, another
girls.
Another couple, Cara Marie and Abram.
Weirdos.
They were together. They were together last challenge. So are they not together? And that's why they paired them up.
They were. No, they weren't together for. They were together after Cutthroat, but.
For Rivals, they were. Remember, she called him to.
I don't remember some of Rivals.
Steamer, am I saying that correctly?
She called him on the phone after the whole thing went down with CT was yelling at the bar.
Oh,
so they were still together,
I guess
they broke up after the filming.
Ooh, yes. Wait, recent Steamer, salt on the
line. Are you like the Real World Encyclopedia?
Yes, Wikipedia.
I mean the challenge.
He's Steamapedia.
Yeah, you're killing it right now. I'll take all my questions to you.
And then we have Rachel and Anissa. I actually loved Rachel. I know her personally. And
Anissa's kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy, which is why she's on my team.
So wait, one of them was saying, oh yeah, we kind of had a little lesbian fling for a second. Were they not really together? They were kind of just hooked up once or something?
No, she said it was like a lovey-dovey, like lesbian puppy romance. So I don't know, was it ever serious? Or I think it was more than like a one-time hookup, but never like serious relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really loosely defining exes in this whole thing. I mean, Paula hit it on the head when she said that. With like some people are making out, some people gonna get married, other people we don't even know if they're together, what the hell their story is.
Yeah.
It's pretty loosely defined.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for good TV drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Johnny and Camilla.
Well, I can't stand Johnny.
No, I hate him.
I don't know. I don't hate Johnny as much as everybody else does for some reason. I don't know. We went to the same school. There's some pride.
Where's that?
Penn State.
Oh, same college.
Yeah.
Steamer, your thoughts on this team?
I actually like Johnny this episode. Like, I hate him most of the time, but this episode I thought he was cool. So maybe this challenge, he'll turn over a new leaf and actually be somewhat entertaining and watchable.
Really funny because normally, like, last challenge, Frank, I was so against Johnny. Like, me and Steamer were just shitting on him the whole time. But it's almost like this challenge, I wanted to go in hating him, but my, like, morals.
Do you know what it was? Because Wes was being such an extreme a-hole and Johnny was really the moral compass.
Well,
not moral compass, but the opposite of what Wes was being. Johnny was the one like, no, you're being really politically crazy. You're like, he was being the opposite of what Wes was and Wes was.
But Johnny was such an asshole to Heather and Dustin.
Yeah.
Johnny goes, you do realize rookies are the sacrificial lambs. It's like,
such a cocky, like.
And so technically,
he is being truthful. That's
why
the thing,
is that
like,
the case? What is that?
Yeah,
it's
sick
like
of that.
It's
what's the deal?
There's in the challenges. It's always been like there's some hierarchy of like
it's
veterans.
True,
you've
but
and the thing is, it's always been about the alliances. So they all are friends with each other from past challenges.
Right.
So
it's a whole new element.
Yes,
that's
so
not
they
another
have
challenger
people that wouldn't like all the other people have people that won't. Vote them in.
But I never get that.
The rookies have no one.
But if you, everybody was a rookie at some point.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Here's the thing. You don't even understand. This is like, these politics are so deep seated that I wasn't even called to do this challenge. And I got 15 calls the day of the day the producers called to pick you to do it.
Yeah.
That were like, are you in it? Whose alliance are you in? What are you going to do? Who are you going to vote for?
Really?
And it's like, what?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
You're explaining like crazy stuff to me.
Was that steamer or was that one of Phil's
it's
buttons?
It's one of his buttons.
That was one of my buttons.
Can we tone it down on the buttons?
Buttons
it's getting a little confusing.
I just blew this kid's mind. Sorry, Steve. But yeah, no, that's exactly, like, it's really deep seated. And the thing about Johnny, what you're saying is that he might have come off better than Wes, but it's so backhanded, and you know it's going to be sneaky, and that's politics,
but,
too.
Don't you think Johnny did the exact same thing that Wes did? He tried to intimidate somebody.
No, but I think, I don't know, they didn't really have this. Me and Frank were talking about this. There was a 15-minute producer's cut intro online, and there's a... in it, Wes is sitting down with Heather and Priscilla and is just really trying to manipulate them and is like, this is the time, like, when you guys need to start making your alliances. What you should... He's, like, lecturing them, but, like, he's trying to say, I want to help you be on my side, but you know he's going to vote them off first.
So are there more vets than there are rookies? Because why don't the rookies all...
But there are a lot of rookies this challenge.
Yeah.
Which, actually, in a way, I understand what you're saying about Wes, but I kind of think that actually does help them out more because Wes will help them get to a certain point, and then it's up to Heather and them to say, oh, no, Wes... Bye.
The rookies need to pick off the vets.
He tried it last season, too, with Leroy and Adam.
And that was dead.
On him. They said, no, that's not the way it's going down.
And right.
Exactly.
He lasted further than... Actually, no, he didn't, but... Yeah, it's still the same.
What were we going to say?
All I got to say is, like, that Wes is, you know, you can see it right up. You see it for what it is. He's definitely a big political move maker, but he's doing it outright. He's saying it to Johnny and Camilla. He's saying it to all the rookies. He's talking to everybody. Johnny, you know, is going behind closed doors because there's plenty of times in this challenge, there's plenty of corners in that big mansion they live in, and you know he's sneaking around,
exactly.
Like, doing the exact same thing.
I don't know. I just don't like the way that Wes was talking to them.
That's just Wes. I
kind of liked him.
I liked Wes, actually.
Are you kidding?
I did.
Really?
Not gonna lie. I hated Wes last season too, but
this is my
I just love how he just keeps.
I liked Wes in the Wes versus Kenny. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Oh.
The Wes versus
Steamer goes, yep.
Yeah, because Wes was the one who was like, you are so incredibly ridiculous. Like, all these things you are doing are so stupid. And it seems to be like Johnny's that person now. So
well, you know who I did like? CT and DM.
Yes.
They're my favorite. That's my favorite couple.
It's like Twilight for the real world.
It really is, though.
They are.
I just want to meet them.
Wait, they're awesome. Really, and they're both beautiful. And it's so exciting. And I hope that they, like, work out. And I'm really into them.
I hope they end up being together again.
You know, these shows, it's like growing up in high school. Like, I totally forgot about that relationship. And then when they show me couples with, like, her and going through chemo, I was like, I remember that year.
But I feel so bad because he talks about the funeral of his grandma and how she wasn't there and they have so much baggage and she feels like she wanted her
brother, wasn't it?
His brother,
His brother. I thought they said grandma. That's even bigger. But and then also how she wanted to start a career and he wasn't being supportive. It's like a real relationship that has real baggage that is off the show. It's not just
he
on
screwed
TV.
Siobhan in the duel.
It was so disgusting.
Yuck is right.
I like seeing like the other challenge we've seen, especially the past one, it was like the CT you saw was like a monster. He was just like immortal, like just crazy. And now you see like a really human, vulnerable side to him.
Well, actually, no, I kind of disagree with that. And I want to ask you guys this. Every challenge with CT, he kind of always aligns himself up with a girl. And then I almost feel like he knows how to make himself the, like, heartbreaker for us to watch TV and be like, I love CT, as much of a beast as he is, but he always aligns himself with a female. Like, last year we saw Mandy, but then we wanted him with
Laurel.
With Mandy?
Okay,
wait for me to be able to say it, because I want to hold that shit.
No, because I don't think, I have never had a soft spot for CT. Yes, he is good looking, and I will stare at him, and I'll just
be like, you're good looking.
Wait, did you watch the challenge last season, though?
Yes, I did.
And you didn't see that's when
no,
we
I didn't,
fell for
no,
CT.
I didn't fall for him because I fell for him when he was with Dia.
See, this is coming from the girl who fell for Zach. So
I didn't fall for Zach. That was Tracy. Remember,
you were in there.
No,
too,
I knew he was hot, but I would.
We're
never
referencing
fall for him,
San Diego.
So, anyway.
Everybody's like, who's Zach?
Anyway, so don't quote her on that. Like I was saying, But no, CT, like this season, I kind of feel for him now with because of DM. But I never felt for him before.
I never really felt. Yeah, I agree with her.
It's not that I want to be with CT.
Yeah.
It's that I want him to be with DM.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not even talking about that in that sense. But even last season, the way CT changed, we've always seen CT be this beast. But last season, he really took Adam under his wing. And I know it was obviously to win, but
that's true. But
he really did change as a person. I feel watching the way that he played the game. Going up next, Dunbar and Paula.
What?
Yeah. I didn't even like know the
Okay.
What was the basis of their relationship? Like
they actually dated.
They did date.
Yeah, she dated.
Yeah, they hooked up over two challenges. Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I had known that like there was something. The only thing I remember about them was in the duel when like they'd had their crazy alliance or something, and she was supposed to pick somebody. But she picked Dunbar instead, and it, like, fucked everybody over. Do you remember that?
Yep.
I think she was supposed to pick MJ or something.
She fucked over Evan and took Dunbar, and then she ended up...
Oh, right, it was Evan.
Yeah. I like Paula's commentary, though.
And then
that's hilarious.
Paula's hysterical.
Why Evan and Paula don't get along at all.
Yep.
Paula just kind of pops up in the most random places and says two words, and I'm like, yeah. Okay.
She's great for like color commentary. She's great.
She got that color commentary got her in trouble last season.
I hope she stays along though.
Coming up next, we have Dustin and Heather.
Oh, they're really cute.
Yeah, they're great.
I was such a big proponent of them on Las Vegas, and
Heather's
really
hated them on
really
Vegas.
Tough.
Love them here. Really? Hated him on Vegas. Like hated Dustin on Vegas.
Yeah, hated
lot.
Dustin. I love Heather.
And now I'm backing him though too. Like I just love them together and I like their dynamic. And I like that they're good.
Heather's
really good.
Heather's a beast. Heather is a beast.
Yeah. She's gonna kick some butt.
I like them so much, which is why I don't like Johnny as much, because I thought that they were sitting there having a real conversation with him and he completely shat on them. Was Dustin the one who said scraping honey off the no special places off my partner?
No, he didn't
say that. Well, whoever
that was somebody who didn't like their partner. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, I think it was Jasmine.
No.
Steamer, who was it?
Steamer, you got this, right?
I can't remember. It might have been Jasmine.
I think it was Jasmine.
Was it? Yeah.
It wasn't. It was a white couple.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, well, whatever. I think it was Jasmine. I like Dustin. He kind of reminds me of Harry Potter. He's like geeky cute.
What?
Dustin, he's like geeky cute.
Gryffindor! I gotta show you a website after this, and then you tell me if he's geeky cute or not.
Okay. Anyway.
All right, guys, we've closed the case of Frat Pad two seasons ago.
Mention this, though. In that producer's
cut, I wanted to bring that up.
They do a whole superlatives thing, and so they all make tally marks. They make a whole thing, and... they put like a piece of paper on the wall and it's like, who has the best boobs? Who has the best, like this? Who has the best? And it was like, who most likely to do porn? And all of them were and like, oh my God, this is amazing, blah, blah, blah. He goes up to the board, puts a dash mark, and Johnny in the commentary was like, we all knew that he could take it like a champ from those videos, but seeing him put his hash mark there, that was taking it like a champ. That was impressive.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he laughed about it. Because he was intense in Vegas about it, and he laughed
about it. I think that was awesome, because I think it was a really great move, because it shows them that they can't bully him. Yeah. They can't push him around.
And that he's grown from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's
I wonder why MTV wouldn't put that.
Yeah.
That makes me upset.
Yeah. No, it was really good.
Because they want you to watch the website so people can say.
So go watch the website, guys. MTV.com.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go watch that.
Let's turn this over to Frank. I know you had something to say about Mandy and Wes.
Oh, Mandy and Wes.
So all you, bud.
Listen, I don't hate Wes. I don't. I would never, ever, ever, ever align with him on anything. But I don't hate him. I mean, he plays the game straight up. He's a backstabber, but he says he is.
Right.
Mandy looks like a horse. Heavy on the whore. Like a whore. She is disgusting. Anybody who would ever hook up with her, any dude in that house would ever hook up with her, I have lost respect for them. And I guess that's half the house. But she's nasty.
She was orange.
She's disgusting.
Like orange.
No, but you know what? I think, honestly, I think she's naturally really ugly. She's naturally really bad looking. So what she does is she bleaches the crap out of her hair and puts on a bunch of makeup so she can look a little better.
Well, that's
so I feel bad because, like...
People like her. Like I know that people like in like our real world family thing like her, and I don't get that, because watching her on TV, I'm just like, who would hang out with this girl except for Nate? because Nate would do anything.
They would go tanning together.
Yeah, they would just go tanning together. Yeah. And, like,
just be dirty.
One thing I have to say about this couple, there are so many, not so many, Wes has had some really intense relationships from Real World. He was with Johanna, it was, right?
I know, I love
And that,
that
was really intense. He was with Kellyanne. That was really intense.
Right.
Like, I feel as if those two relationships would have been much more interesting than him and Mandy.
Of course.
I feel as if
maybe they said no.
They might have said no.
They probably said no.
What I didn't like about Mandy, though, is when Wes was giving his speeches and whatever, Mandy goes, ditto. Yeah, I agree. Ditto.
It would have been so much better.
Have an opinion, girl.
So much better.
I want to ask you guys a question pertaining to that, but let's just get through the next three couples. We had Mark and Robin. A vet couple.
Yeah, I was very surprised to see Robin back.
Yeah.
I was excited.
Doesn't she have kids?
Wait a minute. But wasn't Robin on the last challenge?
No.
Yeah, she was.
Robin and Anissa.
She was?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they got booed the first episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's why.
Yeah,
I don't
they and was. Is that the one where she was crying and was like, I can just go back to my baby now and that's.
Yeah.
Or was that the one before?
Wait, are you considered a vet if you were on for only 1 week? Then you're a vet.
Well, no, meaning no, she's been in the real world and she's done her past challenges.
She's like 45 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mark seemed old too, but he's hot. I'm
sorry. Mark had a good body.
I totally do.
But that's what they do, these guys. They know they're going on the challenge, and even if they don't know, they want to be called, so they just work out.
Yeah, if you could win the money.
At Mark's age, it's kind of like he knows he's going to go against people as young as Frank and, you know, Leroy. It's like, he needs to do something.
Yeah, but he was the most in shape guy there.
Yeah.
Nah, Vinny was.
He's so old. He retired on the show like five years ago, and he gave his bandana to Derek, saying, "I'm retiring. Here's my bandana."
No, he ain't
retiring. That was like 5 years ago.
That money comes around.
It's like,
that money comes
around. He'll be back again after this, too.
Yeah. He'll be back when he's 60.
He seems like a good guy, though.
Yeah.
I gotta give him
that. Yeah, he does.
Fair and all that. Sarah and Vinny.
Old, but good.
Yes. Boring, like whatever. Like Vinny's fat.
But I do love Sarah.
I was very
fat. Like, the fat in shape, and now he's like fucking doughy.
Exactly.
Why was he so fat?
I was really expecting him to be in that Speedo. He looks very buff, okay?
Yeah, in the shirt.
In the shirt. Very buff. And I had to leave the room because I could not believe what I saw on the screen. Like, I could not believe it. I had to, I literally got up off of my seat and went into the next room.
When I saw the pictures, I told Priscilla that I thought Vinny was cute. I was like, oh yeah, I think he's probably the cutest in the house.
No.
He knew about the honey challenge, and he knew that would be able to hold and sustain the most.
Oh,
honey.
He probably got out of honey up in there.
Oh god!
All right, last but not least, Nate and Priscilla.
Poor kids.
So, we're not even going to touch upon this. But when it comes to like Nate, Priscilla, when it comes to CT, DM, or even Wes and Mandy, these couples, do we kind of wish that? Who would you guys have liked to have seen in there? Because over Nate and Priscilla, I mean, that's drama just because they only kissed once. But I would have preferred to have honestly seen Zach and Ashley in there. Because I think Zach would butt heads with so many of these guys.
No, he wouldn't. Oh, no way. Would Zach would step
they're still
down
together, so it's not really exes.
Really? Yeah, they're still together.
Yeah, but so are Heather and Dustin.
Oh, that's true.
Heather and Dustin are still together.
No, but they broke up.
They broke up before the challenge.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow. Or they broke up.
During the season of their Real World.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think they broke up on the Real World and got back together after,
Yeah.
So anybody else that you guys would like to see there as couples that you can reach back?
Oh.
Steamer, what do you think?
I heard Kahuna and Kellyanne are supposed to be on, but Kellyanne didn't want to come on the show, so they got Dallas and...
Oh my god, Kahuna!
Sarah and Vinny or one of those other teams.
Oh yeah, Kahuna! He was like the really earthy guy, right?
Yes,
like crazy ass. Like,
they were so cute together.
Yeah. And you know who else would have been a fun one? Adam and who was from last season?
And Jen.
And Jen. Jenna.
Adam and Jen.
That would have been some good joke. Because she's just good to throw in the house anyways.
Yeah, Jen's always a good
entertainment.
She's another one. She says she retired, so she's not coming back on.
Girl, please. So they have this thing called the Dome, and that's where they do the elimination rounds. The winner gets $150,000. Second place gets $100,000. And last
that's for the finals.
Gets $40,000. Yep.
That's awesome.
So at the end of each episode, they go into after the challenge, they go into the Dome. The winner of the challenge is called the Power Couple, and I like the fact that the Power Couple is who picks. Who goes into the Dome versus the whole house debating and
right?
There's more drama there, but I think they know they have enough drama.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, I don't know, but it became so heavy on all these alliances, and you kind of knew who the alliances were.
That's true,
right?
And alliances really just don't matter as much on this.
Well, especially we saw that today. Yeah. We saw. You know, Johnny won against Wes, and last season we saw Wes and Johnny were aligned together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which actually Johnny did go against. They did end up going. Oh, I thought I heard a button or something. But yeah, we get the challenge. It's called Give Me Some Honey, and basically they had to run across this beam and dip their bodies in honey, and the other teammate had to rub the honey off of them. MTV with these challenges is amazing.
Yeah,
how they come up with that. They're creative.
The first challenge for the ex-couples, we want them to rub honey all over their body.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I would have killed it there. I would have been like shoving honey in my tits, like running back in my mouth, like letting it pour out.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, I was like thinking
I would only
all
do it if I was the first one, though.
They weren't,
that put it in my mouth.
They weren't thinking about where, like, I feel like they weren't strategizing. They were just like, let me get it on my body, let me run back. Like, I would put it in my hair, been pulling it out. I feel like they weren't optimizing the amount of body.
Well, the thing is, you can't do it yourself. So I think what they were doing is you just want to, like, have to rub it down. Like,
I don't
the
care.
Other
get
person,
up, like
$150,000. You have to do it quicker.
When you think girls, because I didn't really see any of the girls really like. I would have
put it in their hair.
That's what I'm saying. I would soak my hair.
They were wearing helmets. They were wearing helmets. They were wearing helmets and ponytails. There wasn't. Yeah.
I wouldn't have put it in my hair anyways.
Well, I don't think it would have been.
She's like, I'm looking beat up on that beam.
I'm getting the honey, Jeff.
By the way, those spandex booty like.
The girls' ones.
Spandex shorts were not flattering. And some of those girls have some good bodies.
Look like a Mormon person.
Really? I thought they all looked great.
A few of them did not look in the spandex bike shorts, did not look too hot.
I don't think they had to be high-waisted. I think that was a weird move.
Caught Dustin and Heather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Barbie.
They come out.
Barbie
they came out of the
They're really good, a good rookie couple. They beat Paula and Dunbar. Then we have Mark and Robin, who whooped everybody, filled the bucket before the limit, beat Rachel and Anissa. Tyree Jasmine beat Wes and Mandy. Abram and Cara Marie beat Leroy and Naomi, which that's actually kind of surprising because Johnny and Camilla beat Emily and Ty. Nate and Priscilla did not beat CT.
That was so funny. You know, I could not stop
the thing is, it wasn't even that athletic of a challenge. That's how pathetic it was. All you had to do is balance on a beam.
But I thought it was kind of unfair to the couples going later on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because the beam was like
really super slippery.
Yeah.
Could they not slide on it? Like,
I would have straddled that and pulled myself along.
I think, well, that rubs honey off you.
Over there, at least.
You can scoop all that honey that's on the beam with you and just, like, I don't know.
There've got to be more rules to this because, people got to put shit in other places.
Nate was giving us the Three Stooges comedy tonight. Fell three times in the water.
Then I was like,
Priscilla didn't even get to walk across.
Priscilla never got honey on her once.
I was like, if Nate fell, Vinny's gonna fall all over the place. And Vinny didn't even fall, so it's not like a fat person.
Not
a fat person thing.
But did you guys notice it? And it was almost like, Nate, why are you doing that? But Nate would dip himself in the honey and then try to run across the beam.
Yeah.
He never like slowly tried to balance himself. It was always at a fast pace and it was a buddy.
That's good. Nate was just waking up from being drunk. Yeah.
Who said it was like, that's what happens when you drink all night and pass out by the pool?
I mean, we know that's what happened. Priscilla told me about it. He passed out by the pool the night before. He got hammered, passed out by the pool at like 9:30 too. Not at like a reasonable hour.
He was champ though. He was just like,
he wasn't going in this to win this. It wasn't like, I'm going to kick
he
butt.
He wasn't in
and
it to win it, guys.
No, he certainly was not.
He was like the stereotypical rookie who goes in and is like, F all those vets, like, they have no idea what they're talking about.
You know what? I like that,
although,
though.
But then, you know what? If you're going to say that, don't walk
be athletic.
Yeah, be athletic. Do it. Just step up.
Like, if you make it, if
you're going, a winning attitude is going to take this enterprise straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
If you're going on the real world, I'm like, you're going to want to drink all day, party, rage. That's perfect. That's what we're there to watch. But when you're going on the challenge, you can't just drink all the time and socialize. Like, you have to be in shape and go to the gym and focus. You can't just party.
Right.
I mean, although, like, sometimes, but the first night, come on, take it easy.
Steamer, what did you think? Because we always critique the challenges. What did you think of this honey challenge?
I thought it was fitting that, like, Priscilla just stood there and watched the whole time, considering that's what she did during the whole real world. She stood there and watched, and she couldn't do anything. So, like, this is her time of challenge.
Steamer.
Standing there watching.
He does not play.
No, he does not. So the winners were Mark and Robin versus Johnny and Camilla, and Johnny and Camilla whooped Mark and Robin. And Johnny and Camilla were the power couple. What did you guys think of the whole West drama versus Johnny and Camilla situation?
What about it?
Going back to what we were saying, as far as the way Johnny was intimidating...
I thought that Wes was saying
Dustin Heather versus the way Wes... I mean, versus the way Johnny intimidated... I mean, Wes was intimidating Camilla.
I didn't mind... anything Wes was doing. I thought that he was being straight up and not manipulative in the way that Johnny was being.
Well,
if that makes sense.
I feel I mean, because I just know how Wes was. Like, I've watched all the seasons, and, you know, that's just typical Wes. And seriously, if I was Camilla, I would just be, like, sitting there and it'd just be going through one ear and not the other because, really, he just talks and talks and talks and talks in circles, you know? When Johnny was really getting to the point, like, look... y'all are rookies, we're veterans, y'all gonna eat shit, and y'all are gonna be going into the dome, whatever it's called.
I don't like that. I don't think I would ever treat somebody like that, even if I was a veteran. Like
they're cocky. That's like the your freshman and then the senior.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like that.
No,
yeah,
we need more people like Leroy going in that are gonna go in and just rock them.
And then the veterans don't have anything they can say. I was very proud of him.
And I totally understand wanting to align with your friends, but I don't like calling it the veterans and the rookies. Just say, this is my alignment. Yeah. These are my friends. Mm-hmm. And the rookies could be your friends, you know? Like somebody like Heather and Dustin come in and they're the tits. Align with them. Mm-hmm. They're great.
Exactly.
Well, and maybe somebody will because they're doing pretty well.
But then again, the vets would be intimidated and so they would want to throw them in because they're like,
they want to get rid of the good rookies.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but okay, smart choice on Johnny's behalf that he chose Wes over Dustin.
No, I don't think so at all because I think he knew that Wes was going to kick the crap out of Priscilla and Nate no matter what the challenge was, to be honest.
I think he just did that just to be an a-hole.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was
just a
reason
to be like, "Well, I am in charge."
Exactly.
Like,
he knew
to shut.
He knew they were going
to
stay.
He's coming off from a win. He's cocky as hell.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, though, because actually, Wes and Mandy did not win the challenge. They lost to Tyree and Jasmine.
Do
you think that he was thinking maybe Mandy is the weak spot?
No. I think he was thinking
he
no
was
matter.
There's actually in one of the Evelyn said it very well, like. In one of the, I think it was Fresh Meat, whatever challenge was where they had exiles where they would like trek through the woods. And Mandy was like yelling at Wes to keep up.
Fresh
like,
Meat too.
Yeah, he was like literally, and like Evelyn was like, this is epic. Like, this has never happened before. So I think, challenge wise, I think Mandy's a little underestimated. Yeah. But
she might have the strength of a horse. Not the face of one.
She's
jumping
along.
And ducking pretty well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. But
That was pathetic that both Priscilla and Nate got, not to be mean, but that they both got knocked out before either of the teammates got knocked out. Like, And also, we were talking about strategy
just
in there.
Strategy.
I would have bent over and not came up. I know that it probably hurt your back, but why they were taking the energy to go down and up, there was nothing that they had to stand up for at any point. Just stay down and hop over.
But I don't think I can hop without
You have to.
I'm gonna show you. Like you go. Like
I think it was too. It's too. No, it was too high.
Yeah.
It was too high to. You had to like lift yourself up.
Yeah.
You
to
had
jump to, the second one. Yeah.
Whatever it is, the problem is.
Well, they were like literally stepping.
I think it was a step over. Yeah. I don't think it was that difficult. You didn't have to use your legs for it.
Yeah.
And Priscilla was like jumping rope.
Yeah. The problem is once you start with something, it's not like you have enough time to be like, oh, this strategy sucks. Let me change it. Because boom. Boom, boom, the entire time. No break, no nothing. So it's not like in Survivor or in Big Brother. I watch freaking way too much TV, but whatever. It's not like all of a sudden there will be a windstorm and then it stops and you can reposition. It was like this was like going and going and going. And I'm sure if it went for longer, it was just going to go faster.
Right. Well, I don't know, actually, because it really was just a boat kind of waiting it out.
Yeah.
And Nate was up there for 30-something minutes, which I was kind of impressed with.
Yeah, especially because it was like balancing too, and in the challenge we did not see him balance on anything. Also,
I'm surprised that Priscilla didn't do well at all in that, but like I'm saying, if you have the wrong strategy, you're out,
right? And Sarah commented on, she said, you know, at first I thought she was doing well facing it, but then she was using more energy because as Frankie said, they were literally just stepping over it, where if you're facing it you have to jump. And here she is like a freaking rabbit, like
you
don't think she could have stepped over instead of going.
No, think about the way your body moves. That's a lot harder.
Lifting your knee up.
Step, the last one, the thing would have been like that, and she would have been. That would have been me.
Or if the back, if her toe gets caught on that, she would have. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just talking a lot of crap, and I'm really cocky, but I just feel like I would kick butt at these things.
You're my partner on the next one. Don't worry about it. We'll 100%. Get you on there.
We're gonna recreate this in the back of AfterBuzz Studios, and I think we should.
We've got to do challenges. I feel like I'm gonna kick butt.
I feel like...
Thank you.
I'll be the rookie. All right. But then kick ass.
Bitch, get off.
I feel as if that would be, like, a fun challenge. Like, bring one of your friends. Like, bring a teammate. Bring a random real-worlder. Bring a friend.
Or should we bring exes?
Bring one of your exes.
Or rivals.
I want to see rookies v. vets. And I want to see vets voting off vets and rookies voting off rookies so that they actually have a shot. And then the final challenge between a rookie and a vet.
But, and I was thinking, what if we did... A rookie matched up with a vet.
That's how they did it?
They did that before.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
It was Fresh Meat?
It was like one of the Infernos or the Gauntlets. Or it
they
was
matched
rookies.
A vet and a rookie together?
Yeah. I like that.
No. It was team vets, team rookies.
Right.
And the rookies actually won.
Did they?
Yeah, Steamer? The rookies won even though... Big E collapsed. They couldn't finish because Big Easy...
That's right. Yeah. He did collapse.
Yeah.
Right, but they've never done vet and a rookie match together.
That's
though,
what
correct?
I think it should be.
I thought
that's
they did, idea. Though.
No, I don't think so, because then that would have kind of aligned rookies and vets and kind of mix everybody together.
Because it's lame when we see all the new kids getting voted off, all the geriatrics get to stay in. And I mean, I'm speaking from my own interest because I want to go into one of these and like have a shot.
But here's the thing. So they have... There's 26 people, I think, on this challenge. And every year there's 6 or 7 rookies. There aren't that many. You wouldn't be able to do that many teams.
Yeah, but
why don't they get more
now
rookies?
Now we have enough rookies to do that.
You have... It's only coming off of one real-world season.
Do they not pull from... can they not pull multiple
people
per season?
Who haven't been on the challenge. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Who have never done a challenge.
Oh, yeah, I've never done a challenge.
Let's bring some fresh meat in.
We could have had Priscilla and Nate and Zach and Ashley both on the show at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Dustin, Heather, and
Leroy
and
Naomi.
Oh, yeah.
But
aren't they at an advantage then because they are all from the same season? Like, wouldn't you want to keep your...
But we didn't see them interacting with each other.
Yeah.
That was the funny part.
That was weird, actually, that we didn't see that.
Except when
they
were
in the pool.
Four.
Remember when they were in the pool, we did see Naomi and Heather in the pool together talking to
DM. Leroy and Dustin aren't that close, though.
No.
They were, I heard, like, Dustin, like, cheering Leroy on or something. One of them was cheering one of the other
probably
ones on.
I
would hope so.
Yeah,
have some sort of
camaraderie.
Or something. Yeah, you know?
Or, like, some home base. Yeah. Like, you know, they have each other's back. You know?
So...
I got your
in
back,
the end,
gotcha.
Nate goes home with Priscilla. Sorry, guys. I'm actually kind of upset, and I'll explain when we come back after this commercial break and talk about our superlatives.
After Buzz TV. Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net.
And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
What do you want to buzz?
Well, we want to buzz about this little fantasy league that
the
Emily has set up for us.
Inaugural ABTV real. I still try to say Real World Road Rules Challenge, but it's not anymore. The Challenge Fantasy League. What we have done, we've picked our teams. They will get points for things as male crying, 20 points, sex, 25 points, threesome, 50 points, winning a challenge is a few points, making TJ say you killed it, 25 points, getting drunk, 25 points, a bunch of different things. Anyways.
Well, you name the categories we have.
The categories are emotional / verbal, romantic / sexual, violence, alcohol, early departures. You get 100 points if you get kicked off the show.
Oh, I got 100 points?
Yeah, so did I.
No,
without a challenge.
Which, like, oh, how damn. Adam got... No. Oh. Challenges and then bonuses. The bonuses are double points if any actions take place in a hot tub, 10 points if any sexual act is with someone other than your ex, and 5 points for fighting while wearing a costume, face paint, onesie, etc.
So I won this, but on the real world.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. I need to stop for a second because we're supposed to have these teams for the entire time, and I was unaware. We're repicking next week, and then we can keep those teams.
No, we're not.
This is not fair. I made this game, and these are not fair.
Well, so for everyone out there, Emily, why don't you read who we all picked?
No. Oh my, this is devastating.
So me and Roxy both pick Robin. I switch mine to Mark, but neither of them had points anyway.
Why did you get to switch?
Because you said you wanted.
No,
you wanted Robin.
Just give me Robin.
Okay. So my team is Camilla, Johnny, Jasmine, Mark, Abram, and Tyree.
Well, that's a good team.
Team Roxy / Frank is Heather, Naomi, Robin, Ty, Dunbar, and Emily. Team Jesse is Wes, Cara Maria, CT, Dustin, Anissa, and Nate.
That's a good one.
And Nicolette is Paula, Sarah, DM, Rachel, Mandy, and Priscilla.
You have all girls.
Oh, I do. Oh.
So,
are we screwed?
Yeah, we're screwed. Those two stack.
I got 90 points this week. 10 points each for Johnny and Camilla for winning. 25 points each for TJ saying you killed it. And Jasmine got 20 points for breaking the glass, for breaking the picture frame.
Wait, let me see mine. I don't even have any points.
You got nothing.
Pass it over.
Jesse.
I think you're cheating.
Jesse got 15 points for Wes because he won an elimination round. And
Nate, you were supposed to drink it up on this show, and now you're just, oh, so now I'm only playing 5 people. Yeah, Nate, boo.
And Nicolette got 10 points for DM for saying, I thought I was going to marry him.
Why?
And,
Is that, like, emotional?
Yeah, it was, like, an emotional thing.
It's one of the things on there specifically it says, I thought I was going to marry him.
And 15 points for Mandy, who, won an elimination.
So I think we're killing
your total is 25. My total's 90. Team Jesse has 15, and Team Roxy / Frank has 0.
Okay, we're gonna win. I know it.
Yo, I'm just so sorry that I wasn't on the Battle of the Exes because
We could have just
picked
Frank.
I would have picked you first.
I would have picked you first.
He would have been the golden key.
But they wouldn't put two. They would never put two guys on there because that's a total unfair advantage.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Oh, that
especially because I'm probably one of the smaller ones who's ever been on the Real World. Really, these guys are huge. Yeah, these guys are really, really big.
Well, no, but you would have to hook up with another Real World.
Oh, well, that's behind the scenes stuff that we're not going to talk about.
Well,
right
we'll talk about that next season. All right, so let's
Tyler.
How do fans participate? Because I feel like this is unfair to fans.
Well, for fans, I think this week we should pick one superlative for them all to kind of vote on. Or
no, I have an idea. So you just heard the teams who we each are picking. You guys need to be on one of our teams.
Yeah, be on my team.
Be on one of our teams. Tweet at us or call in. Be on our team and show us your support. Honestly, my team's going to win. So come on my side. And then
girls rule. We run the world.
Right, Beyonce.
Yeah, that's how fans participate.
I already have more points than everybody put together. So my team.
And this is just the first episode and it goes downhill from there, guys. So, Team Jesse, let's head into predictions.
Philip.
I'm really excited. Now, we're going to be like, you're after like
yeah, they have one of these on Twitter. Y'all should, it's good. You guys should pick this up.
One of what?
Like, they have a Fantasy League thing on Twitter. There's an official one, so you guys should try to like.
Oh, the ABT official one.
They have a Real World Fantasy on Twitter?
Yeah, I won.
Of course.
All time star. I'm the all time star. I have more points than Snooki.
Yeah.
They do one. Well, what I got the idea from is this sports writer and a bunch of his friends do it for like a bunch of reality shows at the same time. Mm-hmm. So they'll do like
Grantland, right?
Grantland, yeah. Oh, they'll do Bachelor.
My friend is
Jersey Shore. Like
we need to do one for Jersey Shore.
Blah, blah, blah.
That was amazing.
Their Jersey Shore thing is like really, really intense.
I would love that.
And they really analyze and write who.
Oh, they probably do.
Yeah. They're great. It's
they're
really great.
It's yeah, really interesting.
Wait, so how can we find this?
It's on Grantland.
Grantland.com.
Grantland.com.
Yeah,
but I want to throw it to Steamer. Steamer, you're being quiet, too quiet for me. Predictions, what do we think's happening this season?
I think it's going to be Johnny and Camilla or CT and DM. Like,
all the way?
Teams are two strongest teams.
I agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
I agree, but if it was a rookie, I think Dustin and Heather would be killing it, but I think they're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think, yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, I really don't know what to predict.
To, no,
I can't
I'm
even
like think like
even from just looking at the preview that they showed us. I mean,
I actually Robin and Mark, I kind of have them in my top three.
You know those episodes where they do that thing where they do trivia of past seasons and it's like, who were the couple to da-da-da? Steamer needs to go in on that. Steamer, like, you need
Here's
to be
your theme
on the
song,
show.
Steamer.
Literally. You're killing it, Steamer.
Yeah, I don't know who's... I really do think there's going to be, like, the three solid couples of Johnny, Camilla, CT, and DM. It's going to be based on who can really...
Who's the third one, then? Because, you know, three
Johnny,
go to the final.
Finals. Johnny, who was the third
one? I think...
Oh, Mark and Robin?
No, I think Cara Maria and Abram.
Yeah,
I was
Cara
actually
going to
say
that's
that.
That's a good one, yeah.
They work together, and I think they're both fair. They both have good personalities. They're not going to fight with each other. But who do you think, couple-wise, is going to screw them over? Because they just cannot work together.
Anissa and Rachel.
Jasmine and Tyree.
I was actually just going to say, Jasmine and Tyree. Because the bitch is crazy.
Maybe
like,
Leroy and Naomi, if something happens.
Yeah.
Leroy's way too laid back.
No, he is, but that's
Naomi
what...
could...
CT and DM. Because they have so much, they have so many emotions there.
Yeah,
I'm not talking like a fight. I'm talking like a crying, I'm out of this.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
But CT is pretty good. Like, he wants to win. So I could see CT kind of like, well, no, baby. And then at the end of the challenge, like, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
You gotta win
but
the game.
But she's got a business, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Independent.
Yeah. I am a
she runs the world.
Again, Team Nicolette, independent woman.
Steve, whose team do you think is gonna win? Me, Nicolette, Roxy, Frank, or Jesse?
Jesse.
Nicolette. Which team had Mandy and Paula on it?
That's Nicolette.
Do you get extra points for STDs?
Yo, Paula's clean. Paula is a good girl. I will never stick up for Mandy.
How old is she? She looks like she's 45. She looks older than Marta.
Steamer hates Paula. Steamer, like last season when he went in on Paula.
Really? I liked her.
Steamer, she's great in real life, I promise you.
She's
like 90, but she's a great girl.
I'll take your word for it.
Here's the thing. Is she really? Because she's lived some. I think she's younger than she probably looks. She's done some to her body.
That's the problem.
She's had a lot of problems.
If you live right.
Yeah, she was like severely anorexic on her show.
Yeah, she's a good girl. She's a really good girl.
We'll stop picking.
Keep her around for comedy, at least.
I agree.
Yeah, because you'd be throwing them out, Steamer. All right, guys, we want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight. You can follow us on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. Tell all of your friends www.afterbuzztv.com and Facebook us at AfterBuzzTV. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse J.
M. Harbert.
Roxy Stryer.
And Nicolette Gaona, Team Nicolette.
MTV Frank Sweeney.
Oh, yeah.
And let us know, whose team are you supporting?
Yeah.
Team Emily.
All right, guys, until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.